the Newlywed King. Brought to you by friends at Portland Mattress Makers, Manchester, Portsmouth. Online at PortlandMattressMakers.com. One of these four couples is going to win a $2,000 mattress. Scotty, when I ask you to give me the score,
yeah,
can you, and this is where you're not sports friendly type of thing, go with the highest score first.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just going down from the order that we were doing that.
I understand.
Okay, so
in the lead,
Chris and Crystal at 4, Chris and Rachel at 3, Joe and Felicia at 1, and William and Victoria are in the back row.
Okay, so.
But they, you know what?
You can turn it around.
They're turning it around.
You know, you can turn it around. Is everything cool, though? I mean, I saw you guys out.
No, we're good.
Okay, all right. No, we're good. We're all right.
My favorite is when Greg asked him, hey, are you good? He goes, we're good. He goes, mounds. Still couldn't let it go. Mounds.
All right, gentlemen. Here comes question number one. So you guys just write your answers down here. Question number one, and then we'll bring the ladies in the match, and we'll see who wins. Round two. Question number one. And these are the first time I'm reading the questions. So... if your wife could choose one thing of yours to get rid of, what would it be?
Well, they're writing quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, because we know. Because we, as men, we know. Because, believe me, they don't make it a secret. Chris is taking it. Chris is struggling.
He is
hurting.
He
is.
You must
he's
have
struggling.
Something. You
but you say he's struggling. They're leading.
I know.
Yep.
I know. But this could be the beginning of the end. This could be the downfall.
This could be.
You don't know. You know.
This is where William and Victoria could all of a sudden.
I had this lamp. This little. Do you remember I brought it in? The little red lamp?
Yeah.
It was the crappiest 1970s lamp that my wife tried to throw out on me like 5 times. And I saved it. I'm like, you're not getting rid of red lamp.
Not my red lamp.
I brought it here.
Red lamp.
It was safe.
Yep. Stayed for a long time.
It was part of me, and it was part of my history.
Till Greg
everybody good?
At Gizmo.
Okay. Oh. That's what I hit Gizmo with. Question number two, gentlemen. If your wife could send you to a body repair shop, what on you would she have fixed?
Wow.
You know what, guys? If we asked this about a woman,
right?
It would be totally sexist.
Well, I had to...
Yeah. If your wife could send you
to
a body repair shop... What would she have fixed? I think she'd call me totaled. Boom. Just take the insurance money.
Total him out.
Yeah, totally. He's totaled. He's totaled. He's not gonna be this good.
Aftermarket.
Like somebody
sale.
Like, yeah. I already know. I know.
That's the key. That's the key. The gentlemen are in the studio, the ladies are outside in the lobby, which is a soundproof room. Not really. That's not really soundproof.
Nope.
Just saying that.
Nope. He knows what he's doing.
Again, given instructions.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they're different than the previous instructions.
Okay.
So.
Are you ready, gentlemen, for your third question? Complete this sentence. This could be good.
Oh, boy.
A perfect wife is one who blanks. A perfect wife is one who blanks.
I can see his light bulbs going off.
Every guy is shouting out answers at the radio. I'll tell you what, Gretchen. I'll tell you.
First thing that popped in my head was make sandwiches just because of roadkill.
You guys will be happy to know that when all the girls were in here, I'm like, we got a studio full of sandwich makers.
And Victoria says she makes a pretty damn good sandwich.
It's pretty good. The sentence is, a perfect wife is one who blanks. The gentlemen are now writing their answers, realizing that...
Is it
gentlemen,
you?
The gentleman yes. Writing the answers is every answer could get them in trouble and probably will, right?
You guys all bring separate cars. Should have mentioned that.
Yes.
You guys get all carpool.
Yes.
They've already arranged who's giving a lift home. Perfect wife is one who blanks.
What was the question again?
A perfect wife is one who blanks.
Chris is having a hard time.
Well, that answer is either going to make you a hero or a zero. I mean, right? That's, you know, that's the thing.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Right. Everybody in?
Yep.
All right, fourth and last question, and then we bring the ladies in to see who matches what answers. Jesus, Laura.
What? I thought this was cute.
Yeah. Which one of your wife's friends would look best in a bikini?
I don't know if cute's the word.
Oh, look at these guys. I got it. I know that one, man. Bam.
I figured that's an easy one.
Which one of your wives? Yeah, but answering it means you think about it, and then they're
no, wait,
be like,
no, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's going to be odd.
Oh, please. Which one of your wife's friends?
It's going to be odd.
Best at a bikini?
This is an odd one.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, right? Oh, you look at her that way? You know, that's.
Yeah, I do.
You practice this one?
I do.
Okay.
See, he practiced.
Are they all in? Everybody's got them in order. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we are doing this on Facebook Live, by the way. I believe all the mics are plugged in and everything like that. Hi, thanks for having us on. Appreciate it. Are we ready? Everything's down? Let's bring them in.
Bring them in.
Let's,
I'll do
Kayla's
it.
Like, All right, here we go. So the ladies are going to come in.
So you said you've been practicing. So would you know these answers if you weren't practicing?
Most of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you pay attention.
She trained.
If Laura was ever doing this, Laura would have had a notebook. She would have had Cliff Notes.
A lot like Laura.
She is?
400 questions.
She printed off 400 questions. Wow. All right. You got to win, man. You got to get the game. Okay, the ladies are now in the studio.
I feel fine.
I'm not nervous at all.
All right. So, again, just remind our audience, Scotty, who is in the lead? Let's go run through the scoreboard before we start.
Crystal at 4. Chris and Rachel are at 3. Joe and Felicia are at 1. And William and Victoria are at 0. But I feel, I think this is going to be good.
Start on that end first. We'll switch it up.
Okay. That's fine.
So we're going to start on this end. We're going to ask the same questions, ladies, and then we'll see how you match the answers. We will start Joe and Felicia.
My Felicia.
Have, one. Correct. Okay. Here we go. So, Felicia, the question was, if your wife could choose one thing of yours to get rid of, what would it be?
His darn phone.
My cell phone
nice.
For the match.
Wow.
Nice. All right.
Quickly.
Nice.
He knew that was the answer.
Yeah, I know.
Are you on it all the time?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Okay, all right. Are you gaming? What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, playing games.
Are you cheating?
Okay, playing games.
Yeah,
are
so...
You so are you getting sexed? What are you... Okay, all right. Let's go.
So when we first started dating, I had like a track phone, you know, a flip phone. I didn't care to have a cell phone, so she made me get a smartphone. And then ever since I got one, I'm just always playing games on it.
It's her fault.
Yeah.
Her fault.
It's your own fault. I get it, too.
Yep.
You asked
for it.
We'll sit at the counter to eat dinner, and my wife all of a sudden moves my phone to the... That's how it is. Okay. So next we've got Chris and Rachel. And the question, Rachel, if your wife could choose one thing of yours to get rid of, what would it be?
His stinky Keens, his shoes.
My Keens. Wow, she named them.
Yeah.
She brand named them.
No,
absolutely.
It's a family joke.
Okay.
They're horrible.
They're disgusting. You walk in, that's what you smell.
She threw them away. Yeah. And have you pulled them out of the trash before? You've actually pulled them out?
I've actually thrown them away. They were so bad.
Okay.
I couldn't stand them.
But then they came back? Or
no, I bought new ones.
Okay.
It doesn't take long for them to get stained.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Maybe go with a different shoe.
We move on to, you guys have 4 now. Chris and Crystal already have 4. And the question, Crystal, choose one thing to get rid of. What would it be?
His shoes.
Let's see what Chris wrote.
I know that's shoes.
What's
old,
it say?
Old unworn shoes.
Wow.
Not worn anymore.
Yeah, you don't get rid of them?
I keep them even if they have like a little hole. I'll be like, well, I could wear those to outside, mowing the ground.
Around the yard.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I can't stand them. Get rid of them.
Yeah. Mine, I'll tell you right now, mine go under the staircase in the garage because I know exactly what you're talking about. Right? They stink. That's where they go. Okay. We go over to William and Victoria looking for their first match. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying, you know.
Because you guys are a perfect match.
Okay. All right. Hold that right up close. Hold it right up close, Victoria. Close your mouth.
So my initial instinct is his cell phone, but I'm going with holy socks.
Holy socks. What's she? Clothes with holes. We'll take that. Yep. We'll take it. You got your own board. Nice job. The lotion. Okay. Very nice. All right. That's good. Question number one. All right. So there it is. All right. So question number two. Question number two is this one. And I'm going to go back here. I'm going to start with Joe and Victoria. Victoria, if your wife could send
Felicia.
Oh, Felicia.
Bye,
sorry.
Victoria.
Sorry. Right. Sorry. Hi, Victoria. I like her fire. I like you. Spunky. I like that.
I'm not a fan.
Sorry. If your wife, the question is, if your wife were to send you to a could send you to a body repair shop, what on you would she have fixed? Felicia. This is, you know what sucks? Going first.
Well, and I know his answer.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see.
Right. Okay. You have to say it, hon. You have to say it.
I can't see you.
You have to say it.
The belly.
The belly. My belly for the match. Nice.
I wasn't sure how she was going to go about
it. She was nervous.
She reached over and sort of patted his belly really softly that soft, I'm sorry, look. All right. Rachel, if you could send him to a body repair shop, what would you want fixed?
It's not really fixed, but go big or go home. Big, get that thing big.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Is this a morning show? Is this a morning show?
Yeah.
Brother, hey, don't worry about it. We're all, come on. It's all good. It's all good. Let's see what he wrote. And then I can't wait to hear. My height.
Oh, you're always saying, give me jokes on how short I am and everything.
That could be what she meant.
Wow, that's...
This might be the second divorce in remarriage.
You know what? Come on. We've all been there. I haven't, but I mean, I'm just saying, we've all been there.
I've never, but everybody else has.
I know.
Okay.
Chris and Crystal, let's see how you do. If your wife could send you to a body shop, Crystal, what would you want him? What would you want to have fixed on him?
His belly.
His belly. Let's see what he had.
Beer gut.
Belly, yeah, for the match. Okay, got a little bit of a belly there. Okay, that's five. You guys are leading with five.
No, they're not.
They're not.
Leading with six.
Six, right? That's what I said.
Oh. Thanks for playing.
Six. Okay, well, my pen died.
Oh, got it.
It's the old pen excuse.
All right, here we go. Last but not least, on this question, if your wife could send you to a body repair shop, what would she want to have fixed on you? Victoria.
I would fix his poor feet.
His poor feet. Feet for the right answer.
Two for two.
I didn't call him 4 feet, but you know, that's fine. You know, that's okay.
I'll take
the win.
Guys get all sensitive. All right,
round the card.
After round two after second question, Scotty, what do we got for a score?
Chris and Crystal are at six. Chris and Rachel are at four. Joe and Felicia are at three. And William and Victoria at two.
All right, here we go. Back to Joe and Felicia. Complete this sentence, Felicia. According to Joe, a perfect wife is one who blanks.
Remember, we're on the air.
We practice this one.
I love that you guys practice.
What did you say?
Well, practice is practice for a reason.
Right.
Oh, I remember. Can I? I don't know.
Whisper it.
Yeah, whisper it to. Whisper it to.
Oh, it's the it's kind of like that, but it's not with a hand.
Yeah. Okay. It's safe word, but this way.
Yeah,
yes.
BJ. Yeah, that's
BJ.
What I whispered.
Okay, BJ. Yeah. All right, BJ. Puts out is what he wrote. Ah, is that a match? The judges? I mean, puts out BJ.
Does he get what he wants in the end? Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll be a little lenient there. Okay. All right. BJ. Okay. Well, there was finger pointing, and there was, the pointing at the mouth? There was all, what can I say?
I don't ever like to go too, but I don't want to be that one.
You're right.
So I it's try all, and, good to play. I try and undergo it.
All right, Chris and Rachel. Perfect wife is one who? Chris?
After what she just said, he might want to rewrite his answer.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, brother.
Oh, man. I know.
A perfect wife is one who
cooks all the time.
Cooks all the time? Okay. Cooks all the time? Okay. That's not a happy face. His shoulders wants more sex. Wants more sex.
Come on.
I like
that. All right.
Hey, little payback there. A little payback there, brother. Right? Okay, you're good. Chris and Crystal, who have six. Chris and Crystal, complete the sentence, Crystal. Perfect wife is one who blanks.
More sex.
Screws puts out Whoopi. Wow, okay. All right, yeah. Screws puts out.
I had to think of something radio friendly.
Yeah, I love you, and you gave me three answers. Screws puts out and Whoopi. That was good. That was good. Okay, William and Victoria, you're back in the game. You got two. Perfect wife is one who what?
Makes a mean sandwich. No, it's
that's what I thought.
That's what Scotty said.
Yeah.
Loves him and his kids unconditionally.
Wow, that is a beautiful answer.
I've got crazy exes.
Uh huh.
Someone can attest to that, I'm sure.
Okay. We don't know who you're talking about. Okay.
And so,
what is your answer? Yes. Loves. That's a match. Oh, look at you.
It's very important when it comes to my kids.
Oh, yeah.
They're also crazy.
Oh, and there's so many people in that thing. That's an important thing. You guys are so damn cute. Oh, my God.
No, I'm cute.
No, okay.
Let's be clear. Because I'm cute because Mounce.
Okay. Scotty, what do we got for a score?
Chris and Crystal are at seven. And then Chris and Rachel are at four. Joe and Felicia are at four. And William and Victoria are at three.
Okay, here we go. Back to the last question now.
This is it.
Okay.
This is it.
This is the last question. Joe,
you know.
Joe, you ready? You ready?
Whoa,
Joe. Which one? Felicia.
I am ready.
Which one of your wives? Which did Joe say? which one of your friends will look best in a bikini, according to Joe?
Does that mean you're thinking of her? Is that what you're saying?
I'm trying to think of my friends. Amanda?
Nope, didn't even think of her.
Shoot. Lauren.
Lauren is the answer.
I've been with three Laurens in my life, so.
Okay, all right, that's cool. All right, so no match there. Four. All right, we go to Chris and Rachel. Rachel, who does he think, which one of your friends is going to look best in a bikini?
All right. We're going to have to go with Mara.
Yeah.
We'll go with Mara.
Oh, boom.
Yeah, that feels good. Redemption. Oh.
So Mara, yeah, it might be out there listening. She's going, yeah, you got that. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Okay. What? All right, there you go. Very good. All right, so we go over to Chris and Crystal.
I got this one.
Chris and Crystal. Okay. She says, I got this one. Which one of your wife's friends will look the best? Which one of your friends will look best in the bikini?
Nicole.
What'd you say? Look at you guys. You know what I wrote? I love that you wrote her last name on that card.
Yeah, just to be sure. Just to be clear.
Just to be sure.
She has about three friends that are named Nicole.
Oh, okay. Keezer, just in case. Keezer is the winning answer.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. There you go. I did it.
Wow.
Hey, man. Nobody told me not to.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody told me not to. William and Victoria, here we go. Which one of your friends do you think is going to look? He thinks he's going to look best in bikini.
It's so easy. You better get it.
It's got to be Sammy.
All right,
Sammy.
Woo!
All right, very good, very good. So we have a winner.
Yes, we do.
And the winner is
Chris and Crystal.
Oh! Boo! You have won a mattress valued up to $2,000 from Portland Mattress Makers of both Manchester and Portsmouth. You can check them online at portlandmattressmakers.com, and you can enjoy some great night's sleep. So congratulations. You printed off hundreds of questions. Hundreds of questions. Is that right?
Yeah.
And that's what
did it, obviously.
Wow. Well, congratulations. You what?
Over the questions every night.
You. I love that you're that thorough.
That's so you.
I love that you're that thorough. So, well, congratulations, okay? And guys, let me tell you, nice job. You guys did a very nice job. Did you have fun? Was it okay? Yeah. All right. We got prizes for everybody. We got some gift certificates or tickets or something like that, but thank you very much. Thanks to our friends at Portland Mattress Makers. I know we're late. We got a break. Nice job, everybody.
Very nice.
There we go. Congratulations.